So as an entrepreneur, I was just like, wow, this is such a smarter, safer way to validate and test new products faster with much less risk. And then once you have that pre-sale on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, if it's big enough, with economies of scale, you can place larger volume orders with your manufacturers.
Welcome to the B2B Breakthrough Podcast. We're here to bring you all the best knowledge, insights, and strategies from e-commerce experts, successful business owners, and the team at Alibaba.com that you'll need to grow your business and achieve your next big breakthrough. I'm your host, Sharon Guy. On today's episode of the B2B Breakthrough Podcast, we're thrilled to have Will Ford join us. Will is the president and co-founder of LaunchBoom, a cutting-edge consulting company that revolutionizes the way consumer products are launched through crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. His expertise extends beyond crowdfunding into comprehensive business development, including product ideation, marketing, and fulfillment. Today, he also enriches the crowdfunding community through his role as a partner and co-founder of the Crowdfunded Summit, the world's largest virtual crowdfunding conference. Join us as we dive into Will's insights on turning innovative ideas into profitable business ventures. Welcome, Will.
Thanks so much for having me, Sharon. It's great to be here.
So would you like to start us off by just letting us know how you got started?
So when I first started LaunchBoom, I made several trips out to Shanghai, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, been to Hong Kong many times, and all throughout Asia. We have a tremendous amount of business, as you can imagine, because we're crowdfunding and I work with entrepreneurs worldwide. So I currently work with clients in over 50 countries outside the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they usually find you?
So when I first started LaunchBoom, you know, I was doing something that had never been done before, which was providing a service to product creators to help them properly prepare their product launches before we go to Kickstarter or Indiegogo. And that's really why I named the company LaunchBoom, because that pre-launch preparation is like the most important part of any crowdfunding campaign. And so in the early days of LaunchBoom, you know, I was trying to figure out the same thing. Like, how do I find product creators? And so after I had about a dozen successful campaigns under my belt, I literally went out to Brooklyn, New York, and I met with executive team at Kickstarter. And I said, hey guys, this is why my campaigns are doing so well. It's called pre-launch. This is what I focus and specialize in. And they said, great, we'll make you a preferred partner. And anyone who's not ready to launch with us, we'll just introduce them to your team. And then I went out to San Francisco and I met with Indiegogo's executive team and had a similar conversation. And they said, this is great. Anyone who needs pre-launch support, we'll just direct them to your team. So because I had those partnerships developed early on in our establishing LaunchBoom, it really opened up a lot of opportunity, created a lot of deal flow, and allowed my team to work on a lot more projects early on, which allowed us to learn and create just a better overall system and experience for our clients.
Yeah. So initially, a lot of those deals came from those two teams. What were the projects back in the day? And was this early 2010s, or?
Yeah. So to kind of take a step back, so Kickstarter, Indiegogo, they both more or less started around 2009. And at the time, I had a whole different company that I had started from the ground up that I was scaling. And I did that up until about 2013, 2014. As soon as I exited my last company and sold the business, I literally went right into LaunchBoom, primarily because I couldn't believe that you could take a prototype and you could pre-sell it to backers all over the world on Kickstarter, on Indiegogo, and then take the money off the platform to then figure out manufacturing and delivery. So as an entrepreneur, I was just like, wow, this is such a smarter, safer way to validate and test new products faster with much less risk. And then once you have that pre-sale on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, if it's big enough, with economies of scale, you can place larger volume orders with your manufacturers. And if you're able to do that, because you've got the confidence, because you have the dollars already raised on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, with economies of scale, you can get much lower prices per unit manufactured when you place a larger volume order. So I couldn't believe that this crowdfunding where these crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, were actually offering entrepreneurs and product creators an opportunity to significantly de-risk their next product launch opportunities by basically just creating a much better experience, not only for the product creator, but also just like creating a lot less risk, because now you can do the heavy lifting first by validating, testing, and you can actually pre-sell thousands of units of your products on Kickstarter, on Indiegogo, get the money off the platform, and then have more than enough time to work through manufacturing and eventual delivery to those backers.
I mean, it sounds almost obvious to list it on Kickstarter or Indiegogo first. Why do you think most people don't even think about that? And instead, they take the road of build first and then place and sell.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, honestly, like, just education. You know, I think a lot of people,
they just don't know about it.
Yeah, they don't know about it. And like, a lot of people are used to like the traditional way of launching products, which is you create a prototype, you set up your manufacturing. Then in most cases, you have to put 50% of the manufacturing order up front. And then you have to finalize that second payment before they're going to produce and deliver. And I used to do that pre-Kickstarter, pre-Indiegogo. I used to be the one coming up with the product idea. I would create like a super creative marketing strategy and plan. And then I would place the biggest order possible with the manufacturer to be able to benefit from those economies of scale with those larger volume orders to get those better price breaks. And then I'd keep my fingers crossed and I'd hope that my marketing plan works, because if it doesn't, now I'm stuck with a bunch of product I can't move.
So much inventory.
And now I'm upside down before I've even really gotten started. So that's what initially turned me on to Kickstarter and Indiegogo, was I was like, wait a minute, I can literally just like, you know, build a campaign page and I can just have a prototype and I can promote it to people all over the world that are on their platforms looking for cool products. And the reason Kickstarter and Indiegogo worked so well back in 2009, 2010, and they still perform super well today, is because tens of millions of backers every month are going to these platforms because they want to get access to the coolest, newest products. They want to get a discount off retail, and they want to be the first ones to receive those products once they're manufactured and produced. So as long as you can kind of create that type of positioning with your marketing and messaging, you can pre-sell thousands of units of your new product idea, and you can actually take those dollars from those backers through the Kickstarter, Indiegogo platforms, and then usually have 6 to 12 months to work through manufacturing and delivery. So it really de-risks a lot of that new product challenge that I used to have.
Yeah. Would you recommend listing on both platforms?
Yeah. So the answer, short answer, is no.
Oh, pick one.
Yeah. So usually, like, when clients come to us at LaunchBoom and they're looking to launch a new product, but depending upon the category they're in, we'll usually determine which platform we recommend. So the reason I started LaunchBoom, Sharon, was because when in the early days, when Kickstarter and Indiegogo first opened up their doors, it was really easy as a product creator just to like post a campaign, promote your new project with very little ad budget or any ad spend. And because they had these massive audiences of backers that were looking for these super cool products and wanting to support these entrepreneurs. So, you know, shortly after they opened their doors, like a couple of years into it, you know, all these other entrepreneurs and product creators were basically catching on to the fact that, wow, these projects are raising hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in pre-sales, and they're doing it within a 30-day window. So more and more product creators started to come into the Kickstarter Indiegogo landscape and launch more and more campaigns. And that's when it became more competitive to be a product creator. And this is why I decided to start LaunchBoom, because my whole hypothesis from the beginning, and it remains true today, was, hey, before you go to Kickstarter, Indiegogo, why not take a few months and build your own hyper-focused audience, people that actually want to buy your product? And we've done that since our inception through Facebook and Instagram advertising. So what we do is we build the most engaged audience of people that actually want to buy our products before we launch on Kickstarter or Indiegogo.
How are you getting those people to do that? How do you build that audience?
Yeah, so something that we actually pioneered here at LaunchBoom was when we first started the business, it was right around the same time that Elon Musk was doing that Cybertruck reservation. So if you wanted a Cybertruck, you put a $100 deposit down and then you'd be guaranteed.
Right. That's 3-4 years ago now? Or is it longer?
No, that was like...
It's been longer than that.
Yeah, that was like 10, 11 years ago.
Wow.
So when that Cybertruck came out and you could put a $100 deposit down and then be guaranteed one of the first Cybertrucks off the assembly line once they were eventually manufactured, produced, those would be the people who would have the first option to buy those. You ended up raising like crazy amounts of money through that reservation mall. And that was money that just came in before he had even manufactured or produced anything. So we thought here at LaunchBoom that, hey, I wonder if that same strategy would work for crowdfunding. And so we ended up creating what we call today our reservation funnel, where when we run a Facebook or Instagram ad and someone clicks on it, we redirect them to a reservation funnel. And it's really just a simple landing page. It shows images of the products that we're getting ready to launch on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. And it basically says, hey, we're getting ready to launch soon. The first 1,000 backers are going to get a super special discount. They're going to get the first delivery as soon as it's produced. And if you're interested, all you have to do is place a $1 money back guarantee deposit with us, and we're going to lock you into the best deal today before we go live. So in doing that, we're literally building the most qualified audience of buyers that are more serious about buying that new product that we're getting ready to launch. So once we have 1,000 or more reservations, that's usually when we tell our clients, hey, now it's time to launch on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. And what we do is we manipulate the funding goal. So on Kickstarter and Indiegogo, you need to set a campaign goal and you need to hit that number in order for the campaign to be considered successful and for the platforms to release the dollars from those pre-sales into your bank account after the campaign ends. So as you can imagine, we launch hundreds of products a year, every year, and we've done this for like the last decade. So when every one of our new clients come into LaunchBoom, everyone's like, I want to pre-sell $1 million or more of my product, right? Everyone wants to do the same thing. So whenever we launch a product, our campaign goal is normally somewhere anywhere between 10 or 50,000. And that number is predicated on the pre-launch data that we know will convert as soon as we launch on Kickstarter or Indiegogo.
So you're trying to guarantee that this amount of money is going to come into the seller's bank account, because most likely they'll hit this goal.
Exactly. So what we're doing is we're making sure that we get the entire project funded, and we're the best in the world at this. So we literally, our average funding time is 14 minutes. And again, we're doing this hundreds of times a year. So what happens is once we have that reservation funnel maxed out and we know that we can control the outcome for our client, that's when we go live on Kickstarter and Indiegogo, and that reservation funnel will convert at 30% or higher. Within the first email blast that we send to our pre-launch community, we know that we're going to have 30,000 and potentially a lot more immediately after we go live. When this happens and Kickstarter sees all this outside traffic coming into their platform and converting, they start to promote the campaign. So they'll give us top placement on their platform. They'll make us a product they love and get us more eyeballs from their backers there. They'll start to feature us in their newsletters and promotions. And so when this happens, that $30,000 campaign very quickly becomes hundreds of thousands of dollars in pre-sales and sometimes a million or more.
Are there other ways to advertise within Kickstarter or Indiegogo? Because their traffic is probably so varied. Even if they are the early adopters, the people that like the cool products, that there's just so many different types of people there with different preferences. Is there a way for the platform to match that right potential user to a potential seller?
Yeah, so that's primarily why I decided to start LaunchBoom, because the short answer is no, they didn't really provide any pre-launch support. And when I was launching my first products, I was actually looking for a LaunchBoom. I was trying to find someone to help me with my pre-launch efforts. And there was no one out there doing that type of work to support the entrepreneur or the product creator.
Would you say that's still the first step? So if I was a customer of LaunchBoom, the first step that I still have to sort of do is that creation of that Facebook ad or that Instagram, because it kind of starts there. That's sort of the ad being shown in the void, and that's algorithmically created so that that ad is attracting the right potential users to then go to that landing page for them to put in the dollar and to reserve with the dollar. Is there a secret to creating a successful, that ad part, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram?
Oh yeah, very much.
Do you recommend your customers with like a certain formula of some sort?
Yeah. So we've come so far in the last 10 years, Sharon. So today we're not even an agency anymore. So 2 years ago, we actually pivoted our agency over to a coaching consulting model because we were able to elevate the technology we were using, our platform and software as an agency, to make it more consumer friendly. So the idea was like, how do we help support more product creators in succeeding on Kickstarter and Indiegogo? But how do we make it as affordable as possible? So at the end of these campaigns, there's much more meat on the bone for them to reinvest into their businesses so they can actually build a profitable business after the product launch. Because everyone who comes into Launch Boom, they all want to have these big, successful product launches, but they really want to have a successful business that they can scale and grow and eventually, you know, live off the profits, right? And so what we did a couple of years ago at Launch Boom was we actually pivoted away from our agency model because we basically developed a system that was much more affordable and much less risky to help all of our clients micro test, understand their pricing, understand who their ideal demographic of buyer is. And we're able to do this through our pre-launch system, and we do it with them now. So now we have a coaching consulting platform. Our clients come into Launch Boom. They'll give us all the information we need to know about the product. We now have AI integrations that allow us to maximize efficiency. So now we can do market research studies super early on when we onboard a client. We can help them understand what makes their product unique and superior to their competitors in that landscape. We can also help them understand how to price their products. Because so many of our clients come in with these awesome products and they're like, hey, Will, how much should I sell for? And I always tell them all the same thing. I don't know. Let's plug it into my system. Let's do some micro testing and let's figure out what that price should be that is going to help us maximize conversions when we do run those Facebook and Instagram ads. So it's a super sophisticated system that we've invested millions of dollars into building over the last decade. But today it's literally the most effective, the most affordable, and by far the best solution in supporting product creators and helping them truly maximize their campaign outcomes once they do launch on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. So, you know, we're able to help kind of walk our clients through each and every step of the pre-launch process so that we know that like the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, and that when we do launch, we're going to have that Launch Boom effect. We also have over 10 million backers in our database. So every campaign we've launched over the last 10 years, we have a copy of all the backers that have backed one or more of those projects that we've managed and launched over the years. So we can actually share those audiences with our clients. So depending on the article they're in, we can actually create those lookalike audiences in their Facebook, Instagram accounts, which allows us to drastically drop the cost of the ad budgets that we need to do the validation, the testing.
That's even more precise.
And to maximize that reservation funnel. Exactly.
I want to take a minute to talk about Alibaba Guaranteed. Sourcing can be long and complicated, but we're making it as easy as everyday online shopping with Alibaba Guaranteed, a selection of stock and customizable products with on-time delivery and money back for order issues, all guaranteed by Alibaba.com. With Alibaba Guaranteed, you can source with added confidence. You'll find products at competitive wholesale prices, and you can enjoy peace of mind knowing your delivery will arrive on time by the guaranteed dates. Should any issues arise with your orders or product quality, you're covered with a comprehensive money-back guarantee. Search for Alibaba Guaranteed to start sourcing more simply and achieve your next big breakthrough. So how much money do you think somebody would need to get started?
Yeah, that's a great question. So someone, when they come into Launch Boom, so when I was an agency, we used to need much, much bigger budgets. And that's why we decided to pivot over to this coaching consulting model, because as long as you're willing to put a little time in and work with us, we can drastically cut the cost to literally pennies on the dollar compared to what we used to charge as an agency. So to answer your question, today, we are the most affordable solution. So I usually recommend to anyone coming in that we haven't done any work on their project or done any testing, we usually recommend that they prepare at least like $20,000 to support that launch.
Okay. And where is that going if we divide that up?
Yeah. So I usually say like half that's going to go into the marketing cost, kind of setting up that video and the marketing assets you're going to need to run the ads. And then the other half of the budget is going to be Facebook ad spend, that Instagram ad budget, so that we can actually do the testing and start stacking that reservation funnel in preparation for the launch. The reason I usually start there is because a lot of our clients, once we start getting really strong ad returns on our pre-launch funnel build on that reservation funnel, a lot of our clients will actually put a lot more ad spend in, right? Because if they, you know, put, let's say $20,000 or $30,000 or more in ad spend in, they're going to significantly beef up that reservation funnel.
And that reservation funnel is the magic number that you, I heard you say about 1,000. Like you would stop the or pause the ad side until you hit 1,000 emails or 1,000 those pre-purchases?
Yeah. So like my rule of thumb is 1,000 or more reservations, but obviously the more reservations, the better. So, you know, again, once our clients usually get to like, you know, close to like 1,000 reservations or more, depending upon their price points, and there's some other variables associated. We always tell our clients to go live when we have the confidence and, more importantly, the reservations necessary to deliver the desired outcome. So it's kind of a loaded question, Cher.
Because about 30% of that is going to convert on the Kickstarter Indiegogo side, right? Because not at
30% or more will always convert. And if that cost is low enough, then a lot of our clients will say, wow, these returns are incredible. Let's double our or triple our ad budget during pre-launch, because now we're going to build a larger reservation funnel that's going to yield a much greater outcome. So this is why each and every client that come into Launch Boom, we have to have that coaching and those touch points, because we really need to know that they're going to be in the best possible position to share and raise the amount of pre-sales they need to actually support the manufacturing and delivery to the backers, right?
So half of the 20K is going to ad spend and the other half is going to Launch Boom for the coaching part?
Yeah. So we have two programs.
How you divvy it?
Yeah. We have two programs. We have one called Accelerator, which is basically for any type of consumer hardware product. And then we have a second program called Launch Boom Games. So tabletop games has been
like board games?
Board games.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's literally been like, probably like the top vertical on Kickstarter.
Oh.
The last few years. So we actually created a separate community here at Launch Boom and a second program called Launch Boom Games dedicated to just tabletop games because.
And what's an example of like a game?
Oh.
Like Cards of Humanity.
Yeah, that's a great example.
It's funny because literally I was in New Hampshire about last week. And I was trying to find a gift for my brother-in-law, like a Happy Father's Day kind of. I was at a bookstore. I was going through so many board games. And that's exactly something that I was looking at. I was like, wow, there's so many newly introduced board games in these recent years that I just have never seen before. I walked away with something else, but I kind of had decision paralysis because there were just so many interesting games that I couldn't fit all of them in my suitcase either. So. But yeah, what are the interesting games that are on the market that's worked really well on Kickstarter and maybe also some that you guys have launched?
Yeah, I mean, we've launched more successful tabletop games on Kickstarter than anyone else in our industry. If you go to launchboom.com, you can click on our campaign page and you can see like all the different games that we've launched recently. We always keep that updated. But I mean, we've had some massive, massive campaigns. Like we launched one recently called Kelp that raised over 1.5 million. We launched another one earlier this year called The Crooked Moon, which launched over 4 million. We launched another one called Botany, which is like a flower hunting game in the Victorian era that launched over $1 million. I mean, I can go on and on, but like anyone out there that has a tabletop game idea, now is like the best time ever to launch on Kickstarter. And if you're launching a tabletop game, you definitely want to launch that on Kickstarter versus Indiegogo.
Okay. So say I do want to launch a game. Is that like, does the idea completely come from me? I mean, board games are actually very complicated. There's a lot of rules. There's the whole psychology of how you win, how many players? Like, it's not an overnight thing to develop a game. What do you normally say to somebody who's trying to create their own game?
Yeah, so, I mean, we talk to board game creators every day.
Day in and day out, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, and so a lot of them will come to us and they already have their idea fleshed out. They already know, you know, how to manufacture it, and now they want to go launch it. And so then we take them through our Launch Boom game pre-launch process. We stack that reservation funnel. And then when we launch on Kickstarter, we have these massive Launch Boom outcomes. And then we have other, you know, potential clients that come into Launch Boom that they have an idea for a game, but they haven't designed it. They don't know how to manufacture it. And when those type of people come into Launch Boom, we actually have partners that we will redirect them to help them actually like design the game, get the manufacturing in place so that they understand their cost.
Who manufactures the games? Where is that made?
I'd say like a lot of the big game manufacturers are based in China. And we have a handful of different game manufacturing partners that help us or help our clients work through that. So depending upon the type of game, usually determines kind of which manufacturing partner we'll get them connected to. But normally we don't have our tabletop game clients start with us until they actually like know what the product is going to look like, how to manufacture it, because we also need to understand what their costs are so we can help them understand pricing and maximize that AOV once we get ready to launch on Kickstarter.
That sounds super interesting. So other than games, though, what other categories have you noticed from the hundreds of launches that you've done that works well? Because I'd imagine that a lot of first-time entrepreneurs or people who want to get into Launch Boom, they want to de-risk as much as possible.
Yeah. So I would say like just some general categories that do really, really well on Indiegogo, on Kickstarter, are going to be categories like fashion, outdoor products. Obviously, tabletop games and comics is a really big category for us. Home and kitchen products, technology, like really cool designed hardware do really, really well. We also have a category that we invented that does extremely well on Indiegogo. We call it the glamping and hotel category. And so what's really cool is back in 2019, I had a client reach out to me and he had bought a big piece of land in Joshua Tree, California. And he had a render artist design what the land was going to look like once it was developed. And it was called Bubble Hotels. And so what we ended up doing was we launched a campaign on Indiegogo, and we basically were able to pre-book rooms from backers, and we were able to raise like over $800,000 in pre-booking these rooms that gave our client the capital he needed to actually finish the development and to actually build out this really cool glamping experience.
Oh, so he basically, his product is a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a weird niche because it's like the only vertical outside of like consumer product hardware that we experimented with. And since that Bubble Hotel campaign on Indiegogo, you know, we've literally launched dozens and dozens of these like glamping hotel type projects on Indiegogo. And we've raised like tens of millions of dollars over the years. So yeah, so that's like the one outlier. I would say that's not a physical tangible product, but it's cool. You know,
it's an experience. Yeah.
And backers love that type of thing.
Yeah. But I've also seen something pop up in New York, at least, is also these sort of game rooms. It's like a newer version of an escape room. And now there's a lot of like game show games that you can go, and you also bring a couple of people in, or you can go in alone and then they'll match or pair you with people. But it's an experience, also like an entertainment activity. And the one that I know is now attracting investors. So people want to invest in it too. And it's this new sort of entertainment concept that's taking off. So yeah, I guess there's just so many different types of possibilities.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, because a lot of people that come to Launch Boom, there are different types of crowdfunding options. So like, we focus here at Launch Boom on what's called reward-based crowdfunding, which is where you can launch a new product on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and you can pre-sell the product. And then you get all that money up front before you have to manufacture and deliver. Then you have what's called equity crowdfunding. And there are these awesome equity crowdfunding platforms like WeFunder and StartEngine and Dalamore, and there's many others. And those are for companies that don't necessarily have a consumer tangible product, or even if they do, but now they're ready to like sell equity in exchange for more capital to continue to accelerate their growth, or what I call growth capital. Equity crowdfunding platforms are really incredible opportunities to support entrepreneurs in raising more growth capital once they're ready to actually like value their company and sell equity in exchange for capital.
Yeah. What would you recommend as a potential investor who's looking at this landscape?
For an investor, I would point them primarily to the equity crowdfunding platforms, because now they can actually own shares in the company. Whereas on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, they could still participate, but they would be pre-ordering or pre-buying an actual consumer product. They wouldn't actually own shares or stock in that company.
Have you ever thought of creating sort of a competitive platform to Kickstarter or Indiegogo, since you know you have created so much traffic within that product creation audience naturally?
Yeah, honestly, like it's not something that we've ever considered doing, just because like Kickstarter and Indiegogo have done such a great job kind of building up their platforms over the years, where they have like just this tens of millions of monthly unique visitors going to their sites looking to back these projects. And really kind of like the opportunity I've always seen from our inception was like, hey, why don't we like focus on just pre-launch? Why don't we help product creators properly set up their product launches so that when we go to Kickstarter, Indiegogo, we can have that launch boom effect and not only like raise more dollars, but also maximize the conversions we can get from those massive audiences that are already on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. So we've never, ever considered creating a competing platform. They're just like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. They really are like the two main players. They always have been. They invented the space, the platforms, and they're like the gorillas, right? So it wouldn't really make sense to try to compete with them.
Right. Why do you think there's only two so far in this space?
I've seen others over the years kind of come into the space and try to take some market share away from them. There are others out there that are currently, you know, trying to compete with Kickstarter and Indiegogo, but they're not really doing that well. And when I say they're not doing that well, they don't have those massive amounts of backers continually coming to their platform looking for these projects. So what I've noticed with some of like the competitors is that their campaigns just aren't raising that much money. And if we're going to truly help our product creators succeed, we want to maximize that pre-sale. And really the best platforms that we know and trust do the best job are Indiegogo and Kickstarter.
What do you think are going to be the future innovations in the crowdfunding space? Like looking into the future, what do you think we're going to be seeing more of?
I mean, you know, AI is like that, you know, on everyone's mind right now. And I really, really, based on just what we've done with AI here at LaunchBoom, incorporating AI into our systems and our platform, we've created massive, massive efficiencies, which has allowed us to pass that value onto our client and just add so much more value, not only through the pre-launch process, but maximizing their campaign outcomes. And also, it allows us to reduce our price to make our system, our programs so much more affordable. So I'm excited to see what Indiegogo and Kickstarter do with AI in maximizing efficiencies and just overall experience for their crowdfunding creators and backers.
And maybe helping them create, using AI, a page that would convert better?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much opportunity.
And then are you coaching for the physical product creators, having them go to alibaba.com to go source for their products?
Yeah, definitely. That's probably where most of our clients that are early stage, because Sharon, you know, from a macro perspective, half of my clients are like very successful e-commerce brands. And they already have their manufacturers in place, and they use my system to validate and test new product ideas.
Oh, I see.
Before they dump, you know, bigger budgets.
More money into, yeah.
And then the other half of my clients are like early stage mom and pops looking to come out with their first product launch and come out with a bang. So, you know, we've got a wide spectrum of clients that we serve and work with, which is great. You know, our system works for everybody.
What's one final piece of advice you would have for somebody who wants to start off?
Honestly, like I always tell everyone that has been noodling on like a new product idea and, you know, just for whatever reason, haven't, you know, made the leap of faith to actually take that product idea and launch it. I always tell everyone the same thing. Like, if you've got a product idea and like, and you know, even if it's on a napkin sketch, if you come to LaunchBoom, we can literally get you plugged into product designers. You know, we've got partners that can actually help them take those napkin sketches and turn them into CAD images and renders, 3D renders. And today, you don't even need to have a physical prototype to launch a Kickstarter or Indiegogo campaign. All you need is one.
That's true. You just need a photo of that thing for the...
You need a high-res render. So you want a high-resolution render that we can then turn into the marketing assets, like the Facebook ads and Instagram ads, so we can actually do the pre-launch work and eventually get to Kickstarter and Indiegogo and pre-sell as many units as possible. So it's actually never been a better time for anyone out there who's got an awesome product idea to actually get started, because you don't need nearly as much capital upfront anymore. And as long as you've got that idea on a napkin and you want to take the next step and launch it and turn it into a profitable business, we can do that now for literally pennies on the dollar compared to like what I had to do 10 years ago when I first started LaunchBoom.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm going to take it to heart. Maybe I'll be creating my own board game.
It's a good idea. It's not a bad idea. I mean, board games are crushing it right now on Kickstarter. It's been like last year, 2023, we launched hundreds of products. And of all the million-dollar campaigns that we brought through our system and onto Kickstarter, half of our million-dollar campaigns were board games.
Wow. Yeah. So then I'm not going to have decision paralysis anymore. When I go into a bookstore, I'll just be gifting other people my board game.
Exactly.
I'll call you about that. Well, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate your time today.
B2B Breakthrough is produced by Alibaba.com. To find out how Alibaba.com is empowering its customers with the tools, services, and resources they need to grow their businesses, visit Alibaba.com. And then make sure to search for B2B Breakthrough Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Make sure to follow us so you don't miss future episodes. On behalf of the team here at Alibaba.com, thanks for listening.